The Money Show.
The Markets.
And on to Rudy van der Merwe. Rudy is a portfolio manager at AdviceWorks. And what a dreadful day on our market. Can you explain it, please, Rudy? Because, yeah, more than 1,000 points down, smashed across the financial sector, smashed across the resources shares.
Evening, Bruce. Yeah, absolutely. There's really nowhere to hide today. Commodities really took it in the teeth, and the sector was down over 4%. Commodity prices of late have been under quite a lot of pressure, so I think that that's certainly a big contributor towards this, partly as a result of some slowing of the Chinese economy, but also their intention to try and manage commodity prices down to some extent. And then we also got hit quite badly as part of this commodity process that we're seeing. Now, our terms of trade are changing quite substantially. So last year, we were in a very good position in the sense that our export commodities, being iron ore and coal and the like, and the PGM sector, all were at record prices. And our biggest import, being oil, was at absolute sort of record low levels. And that meant we had big current account surpluses, and the rand strengthened as a result. But slowly, we've seen those flows starting to change. You know, oil prices have recovered very substantially, so our imports are now a lot higher than they were, and the export commodity prices have been coming under pressure. So the actual flows through our economy mean that the rand now starts coming under pressure as well, and you know, as a result of the rand getting weaker, we will get probably increased pressure on interest rates in due course, and I think that brought our financial sector under quite a lot of pressure. So everything interest rate sensitive, like the banks and the retailers, for example, were under pressure today with the rand soft.
Absolutely everything intertwined, of course, and coming through very strongly on the day. What did you make of those first rand results? They looked considerably better than anyone might have anticipated. Not that that was reflected in the share price, which had already rallied very strongly up until this point, but they were good numbers.
They absolutely were good numbers, Bruce. You know, obviously coming off a low base, but all the same, they managed their costs very effectively. Well, I think cost increases were around sort of 3%. The return on equity is back to sort of 18-odd%, which is within their target range of 18 to 22. They've benefited significantly, obviously, as a result of the credit costs coming down. But they've been conservative in terms of lending, so their advances have declined by 3%. And I think that's partly conservatism and possibly also partly just a lack of demand for credit. And that's something we need to see change. Banks need to grow their lending books to keep healthy balance sheets. But their deposits increased, and that enabled them to structure their funding quite smartly over the last year. So they, within banks, there's a group of people called ALCO specialists or asset liability specialists. So they determine also largely at what term the bank gets its funding and from who it gets its funding. And a lot of that influences the cost of that funding. And First Rand have been really smart at that. And quite honestly, that's the most important thing a bank does is manage its balance sheet. And most of the rest of what it does is noise. And they've been very clever about that. So they haven't been really hurt by the dropping interest rates over the last couple of years, and that's stand out. So I think they're very well positioned going forward, and probably the best positioned of all the banks, I suspect, just at the moment.
Well, certainly their rating is the highest. They're always highly rated. And the share price, you know, it fluctuates. It's been in quite a tight range of about 54 to 62 rand a share for quite some time. Interested to see if these results help it break out of that very tight range. Talk to me about AVI. It's trading under cautionary. Nobody else on the JSE published a cautionary. So is this, are they buying or are they selling, or is there perhaps a foreign buying looking to do a pioneer on them, I wonder?
Well, Bruce, all of those are possibilities. AVI is, you know, the share price went up almost 4% today on the back of this cautionary, just saying that they're in negotiations, and that could mean almost anything. By the nature of the business, I would expect that it's rather somebody that they are looking at buying. I think a lot of the buyouts we've seen have been of companies that are on the one hand, extremely cheap and that needed a lot of fixing. And that's not the case with AVIArts. It's not a broken business. It's not in ruins. I mean, they're in it in a reasonably tough spot in terms of margin pressure and the like. But there's nothing in it that's poorly structured. They don't have too much debt. Their businesses aren't in any sort of trouble. So it's an incredibly well-run, highly cash-generative business. And I suspect they have probably found something that they think is cheap and needs fixing. You know, they're the ones doing the corporate activity, and I think they'll be driving that bus rather than be the targets of somebody looking for a bargain.
I've seen some speculation that they tried to sell I&J a couple of years ago, that I&J could be back on the chopping block or whatever you do with fish.
That's a distinct possibility, Bruce. You know, I think these fishing businesses are somewhat unattractive. I mean, it's the one part of their business that I don't really like, and for a couple of reasons. One of their earnings are incredibly volatile. You know, they're massively driven by the cost of fuel. So when fuel prices are low, they do fare very well, and when fuel prices go up, they struggle. So that's the one part of it, and I think their catch rates over the last number of years have been under tremendous pressure. I mean, we know that oceans generally are looking increasingly overfished, and so the consistency of their ability to generate persistent cash rates, which keeps them profitable, I think is over time just coming under more pressure. So I'd actually be thrilled if they did sell that business.
Rudy van der Merwe at AdviceWorks, thank you very much for your contribution this evening, Rudy. Rudy is a regular contributor on a Thursday night to The Money Show.